Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by State Representative John Thorpe to talk about matters before the Iowa House. The budgeting process is starting to ramp up. How does it look like things will progress for this year?
Well, that always depends on who you ask. There are always folks who think you should spend less, and that's balanced out by a lot of people who think you ought to be spending more. So it's kind of in the eye of the beholder. And now this year, this being my first year, I'm on the each part of the appropriations or each part of the budget is divided out into several different subcommittees, and I'm on the transportation and RIF fund budget, which deals with a lot of repairs to existing infrastructure, that type of thing. So that's kind of a tight learning curve, but I'm enjoying it. I've got several people on that committee that they've been on there for a little while, and they're kind of giving me some tutelage, learning how different requests from different departments on repairing, say, a tunnel system, or even something like a roof. Might not cost a huge amount of money, you wouldn't think, but when you're dealing with a roof on, say, a big part of a prison, that becomes a pretty pricey endeavor. So anyway, at this juncture, I'm learning quite a bit about it, and we'll see how it goes. There's still at least a month left of session, so there's a lot of bounce back and forth there.
Is there anything in particular you might push for as we go through the process?
As of right now, I think every member of the legislature pushes and pulls a little bit on this topic or that topic. And right now, I've been pretty impressed with how things are going without a lot of pushing, I guess. Everybody has their particular interests. Of course, my background is one of public safety, first responders, that type of thing. And fortunately, we're trying to do right by those folks and keep recruitment and retention up. So I'll keep pushing for that, but I do feel like we're making some progress in that area.
The solar energy tariff, that is also up for discussion. And there are a few key members of the House, by the sounds of things, who are kind of sitting on the fence. And you've mentioned that you're one of them. Do you have any particular view on where the state should go with the solar plan?
Well, one thing that I would feel more comfortable with is I know that the Iowa Utilities Board has started about a year ago. They started a project to start to gather more information about this particular topic. It's a 3-year program. I think before we jump into anything at this moment, I think we probably ought to give the Iowa Utilities Board an opportunity to collect that data, and we can probably make a much better informed decision after that. But I think we as a state have created the Iowa Utilities Board to do things like this, and since they're doing it, I think we ought to give them an opportunity to do it before we make those decisions.
Another matter coming up is the District 55 bill. This meant to prevent the problems that came up during an election concerning absentee ballots. Can you recap that incident for us and how it led to the creation of this bill?
Sure. And actually, that bill did pass. I'm glad to say that passed here recently. What had happened in District 55? It came down to 9 votes, and there were an additional 29 votes. And I think statewide, I think there were 1,020 something of that sort votes of a similar category. In District 55, there were 29 of them. The auditor did not count those ballots because of a technical legal requirement not to, depending on who you speak to. At least that was my interpretation of it. But anyway, I'm glad to say I don't think that will happen again, because this bill that passed regarding that will eliminate that technical language, so that all counties will have to count absentee ballots in the same way. Whereas before, it was a little bit up to the auditor on how they not on which ones they counted, but which particular options they used to count them.
With a major election coming up, is there anything the state should be considering on other aspects of voting to make sure there's transparency, to make sure all votes go through? Is there anything particular that the state is looking at?
Well, I'd have to say this one was at least the one that popped up in my mind as the most important one. I think this will allow for more votes to be counted, and I think it'll be more equal across the state. So I feel like that was pretty good progress, at least for this legislative session.
Thanks to Representative John Thorpe for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.